Seattle has struggled to provide affordable housing, and now suburbs are grappling with the same thing. East Side communities have quietly been updating their zoning rules to encourage more affordable housing. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has the story.
Hill's Barbershop has been serving Redmond clients for over 40 years. Last year, South Korean immigrant Young Choi decided to buy the business.
This location is really good.
Just a block away from the barbershop, massive new apartment buildings were bringing hundreds of new customers within walking distance of his door.
I guess I'm a lucky guy.
Or just a smart businessman. But Choi has a problem. His commute from Shoreline is horrible. He wants to move, but he says housing in Redmond is kind of expensive. Just down the block, developer James Geimer is putting in apartments that may be closer to something Choi could afford.
And as you can see, there's a large walk-in closet.
The one-mile apartment complex in downtown Redmond will have 177 apartments. One in 10 of those will be affordable to families making $70,000 a year or more. That's 80% of King County's median income. Redmond has been requiring all developers to do that for the last 15 years.
And so developers know what they're getting into from the very beginning. And when they're putting their project together and their project budget, they can account for that.
Now, other communities like Kirkland and Sammamish have added laws to their books that would require affordable units. But housing advocates like Bill Curlin Hackett say these requirements don't ask enough of developers.
It's not going to make a big dent in providing affordable housing for those who truly need it.
Hackett says apartments aimed at people making 80% of the median income aren't affordable enough. That means people like the barber Young Choi might have to continue driving into Redmond from homes in more affordable locations. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.